I'd like to share an instance when a map was my essential companion during a solo trip. This experience is particularly memorable because it was the first time I depended solely on a paper map for navigation. This adventure took place last spring when I decided to explore the historical city of Kyoto, Japan. Known for its ancient temples and traditional wooden houses, Kyoto's complex layout makes it a labyrinth for visitors. In a city where modern technology intertwines with cultural preservation, I found that digital navigation was not always reliable due to restricted GPS signals in certain areas. Thus, resorting to a physical map was both a necessity and a choice to enrich my travel experience. The map was invaluable. It not only guided me to my destinations, but also revealed hidden alleyways and culturally significant spots that were not highlighted in typical tourist guides. I found a serene garden tucked away behind a shrine, which I later learned was a spot favored by locals for its tranquility. Using the map created a mixed bag of emotions. Initially, it was daunting. The fear of getting lost was palpable. But as I traversed the city, the map became a source of confidence. Each successful navigation was a small victory, and by the end of the day, I felt a profound sense of achievement. In conclusion, the experience was enlightening and somewhat liberating. It taught me the value of sometimes taking the road less digitized. The tactile nature of unfolding and studying a map provided a connection to the environment around me that a digital screen could not offer. It was an encounter that enhanced my travel and reminded me that sometimes traditional methods have their unique charm and effectiveness.